Hello and welcome to the Generation for Change, a podcast series brought to you by the committee members of the G4C Southwest, part of the Constructing Excellence organisation. My name is Francesca Lewis, one of the newest members of G4C Southwest Committee, and I'll be your host for today's podcast as I chat to Ellie Chisel, development apprentice at McCarthy Stone, one of the UK's leading developers and managers of retirement communities. Ellie, hello.
Hi.
So you might be aware that committee members of G4C Southwest have been taking it in turns to interview a broad range of individuals who are involved in the constructing and engineering industry. The aim of these podcasts is to encourage young people to start a career in the construction and engineering industry. So we're really looking forward to hearing more about your role at McCarthy Stone. Can you tell me a bit more about your apprenticeship scheme?
Yes, so basically it's 2 years, my apprenticeship scheme. And the first year we basically spent 3 months in each rotation. So there was land, surveying, development and construction. So we'd spend 3 months in each just understanding their role and how they all fit into, well, the end product, sort of obviously the building. So it was just to understand. And then at the end of the first year, we would then choose for our second year which department we'd like to specialise in. And then we would become that designated apprentice. So I chose development. So I'm now a development apprentice. And then at the end of the second year, we do our exams to get our HNC. And then we'll be officially, you know, qualified. So then we'll become like assistant development apprentice, so on.
That sounds really good. So did you enjoy experiencing different areas of the industry on your rotation?
Yeah, it was really good. Obviously, where I came from, my background, I didn't know too much about construction. So obviously, when first like land and development was mentioned to me, those were the ones that I was like, oh, I don't have a clue what they are. It was land sort of thing. I had a sort of idea about construction and surveying, but it was just really nice to like meet everyone like on new teams and understand their job role within like the construction process. And it was just really nice to obviously help out with different jobs and tasks. In any way, really, and obviously sit in the meetings and have everyone in the different departments in the meeting, but seeing how each of their different roles play out within that meeting. It was really good to see what their week was like for each different department. It was really great to meet other people as well.
Oh, it sounds like you got a good basis of it all then.
Yeah, definitely.
So what would you say has been your biggest highlight at McCarthy Stone to date? Was there a standout?
I probably have to say construction. I enjoyed obviously all the other rotations, but construction, those 3 months for me went really fast. Like I wasn't in the office like at all. And they made it really, really good for me as well. Like I was all over the place. I was on different sites, you know, with different site managers and seeing what the sites, different stages are at. You know, I was close to one where it was close to handover. And then I was at Hook, which is sort of like in the middle where their roof was just being put on. So it was really nice to obviously have to see how the different teams manage, obviously, a construction site. And also, like, it's different to being in the office. Obviously, there's different, like, decorum, you know, and stuff. So it was, yeah, like, nice just to be out on site and, you know, have a bit of fun and meet some of the subcontractors and stuff, you know, and form, like, other relationships. It definitely kept me busy, and also the days went by really quickly, which is what you want sometimes. I think construction was probably my biggest highlight so far. It was just really good getting out and about, you know, travelling up and down, being to places that I've never actually been before. It was really nice.
Oh, sounds really good. So what made you choose development then, if you're specialising in that this year?
Yes, yeah, so development was my first rotation, and the team were really welcoming. They were really nice, really helpful. And I just overall enjoyed it probably the most. I really like the job description. Obviously, some departments just specialise in one thing only, whereas development is there from the very start with land to the very end at handover. And I just like, obviously, that like thing of seeing the project grow from it being like a bit of land or like an abandoned building, you know, to being this really nice, you know, modern care home. and obviously seeing like customers and stuff come in and obviously apartments being bought and stuff, I just thought it was really nice to see the whole process through. Like, you're always involved, you're always busy. Yeah, it's just a really good variety.
Oh, that sounds good. So I guess you've touched on what that might entail there. So what might a typical day or week for someone in the team or in your role be like?
Well, I think most of the development managers can say they are always busy. But there's not a time where they don't go, oh my God, I'm just so busy. You know, some of them can have up to like 5 sites on the go, which is really hard, obviously, because there's so many meetings with the different sites, you know. So it's just obviously fitting that all into a diary, you know, in a week. And it's really hard because some of those 5 sites can all be at different stages. So that entails loads of different meetings, you know, on-site meetings, teams meetings, meeting up with people and stuff like that. So I think their week is pretty much busy all day, every day, which, I mean, it is good to be busy. You know, that's what you're at work for. So, yeah, I definitely can speak on their behalf. They are always busy.
Sounds like you've got a lot on your plate then.
Yeah.
So I guess with that, time management is such a good skill to have too. How do you find balancing college and work? Because I guess a lot of it will transfer across.
Obviously, you know, I'm still learning at the minute. So obviously, you know, I wait for people to like issue me work and stuff, you know. So sometimes I do have free periods where I'm literally just like crack on with a bit, or, you know, if I'm generally pushed for a deadline, you know, the team is really understanding. You know, they understand that, you know, I've got to get my qualifications at the end of the year, so they'll be like, you know, if you need to say, just say, let you have an afternoon for like college work and stuff. Obviously I have Thursdays where I do just college the whole day. If not, you know, I have time in the evening sometimes, or even like a weekend if I'm not doing too much, when I know that there's a deadline coming up, just to balance it. Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm obviously pushed, you know, I have a good balance of both. So yeah. No results would come up at all. So I was really stuck. I was like, oh my God, you know, what am I going to do for a job? So I put a post out on LinkedIn, and luckily, like, my dad had connections and stuff, you know, forward and shared. And luckily someone from McCarthy Stone saw my post, which was amazing, you know, messaged me and said, oh, we've got an advert coming out in a couple of weeks time, you know, do you want to sign up for it? And I was like, yeah, amazing. Signed up for it the minute it came out, and obviously, you know, got a call back and was offered the job. So probably without LinkedIn, I probably would have been quite stuck. So I definitely would recommend that platform of social media, because it literally gets shared. And if someone likes or comments it, that gets shared to their connections. So it's just like, it's a really good app to use.
Yeah, and I guess it shows the importance of like connections and networking as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So was this career always what you wanted to get into? And did you know from the off that development might be what you wanted to specialise in?
No, absolutely not. Like, when I first started, I was like, yep, surveyor all the way. I'm going to be a surveyor. You know, was so adamant on being a surveyor. And it was just, I didn't know what I was getting in for. So, you know, obviously land and development were my favourite ones, which I had no idea what they were, sort of thing. So I think, yeah, it's just the fact that I didn't know too much about construction that I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to be a surveyor, sort of thing. And obviously, once you get into the construction industry, there are so many other like job roles, you know, like marketing, sales and all of that. Like, even if, you know, you don't want anything to do with construction, you know, there's marketing and sales, sort of thing. So you could always move over. And I know a lot of people that have moved from like customer services over to construction or somewhere else. So no, I didn't know that I was going to do development. But once I went through it, I was like, do you know what? I actually really liked it. I just always say have an open mind when going into the construction industry, because your mind probably will be changed at some point.
And I guess like the rotation element of it was so important too.
Yeah, it was really good, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, cool. So your apprenticeship scheme sounds like a great avenue to get involved in the industry. Do you think there's enough choice out there for younger people to access construction as a career?
I'd have to probably say no. Obviously, it's what I said about the whole LinkedIn thing, I obviously found difficult literally just searching up, like, you know, obviously I wanted to be a surveyor then, so I was searching up surveying apprenticeships where I live sort of thing, and literally nothing was coming up for me. But there's obviously, you know, you always hear there's so many people, we're so short-staffed, you know, we need someone, you know, and I just think not enough advertisement is put out, you know, like, if you don't know the company, you know, you're not going to know that advertisement's there sort of thing. So, like, again, using LinkedIn and, you know, having your connections then share that you are in need of someone can then reach the right person. Whereas just advertising it on the website, not many people might know of that. So they sort of struggle. So, yeah, basically just trying to put any advertisement anywhere that people might look would definitely be more helpful, because I know that people are wanted, you know, there are always staff needed, but I just think the lack of, like, communication and, you know, advertisement, you know, makes people struggle sort of thing. So it's kind of harder to get into this sort of industry.
Yeah. And I guess raising awareness as well of what's out there, isn't it? Yeah. So I guess you think that's probably one of the biggest barriers, and how could it influence more people like yourself to get involved?
Basically, in our company now, there are like 9 other apprentices in this company, not just me. And we have been asked to put together an early careers network for the company. So obviously, it's just like, you know, it's with all ages, you know, anyone can be starting a new career sort of thing. So it's just having that Teams call where, you know, it's like a safe space where people can, you know, share or have any questions, or, you know, just, you know, be there for each other. And that it is scary when you're starting a new career sort of thing. And it's also with, like, obviously, like, going to uni and college, you know, to get a degree or qualifications and stuff, that's very well, but sometimes it's having that job security. You know, you finish uni after like 2-3 years and you're like, oh, that's great, I've got a qualification in that, but then I don't have a job to go to. So I definitely think obviously uni and colleges should maybe help, like, people find a job afterwards, because it can be hard, you know, you've got the qualifications but yet nowhere is taking, or you can't find anywhere sort of thing. So I definitely think maybe like unis and college start stepping up, you know, helping people find a job or line them up for like interviews and stuff. That's probably the barriers, is just trying to get into it, is finding it really, and it can be really difficult to find apprenticeships in this sort of like area.
Yeah. And I guess like maybe those placements as well, like opening up those within, say, courses like your own, it's really helping get that experience, isn't
yes.
it?
Yeah, definitely.
So on the other hand, what do you think the construction and engineering industry is doing well in terms of addressing these issues?
Probably learning on the job. I have like met quite a few apprentices. We've also had interns within the company as well that spent like I don't know how many of the months on our sites, just like learning, and obviously they go back to college or uni or whatever. So I definitely think bigger companies like this should be offering that to people, like not even apprenticeship, maybe just internships for people to understand, because sometimes obviously when you're at uni, you're learning out of books rather than learning visually. And obviously with apprenticeship, you know, personally for me, I'm learning and earning sort of thing. So, you know, there's things in college that will come up that we'll be talking about, internal walls and stuff like that. And I'll be like, oh yeah, you know, I've seen that on site, I know what they're talking about. Whereas when you're just reading it out of the book, you're like, oh great, internal walls, you know, don't really know what they are, don't really know what they look like. Whereas obviously having the people with the construction knowledge around you at work, you know, they can easily explain to you. And I find that more easier when someone explains rather than just reading. Definitely learning on the job. And companies providing more opportunities for people, like doing part-time college and diplomas as well. Obviously, you know, I do part-time college as well. So obviously mine takes 2 years, whereas if I probably just did college full-time, it'd probably take maybe a year, but because I'm part-time. But also people with diplomas and go to uni as well. You know, it's obviously they want to go to uni, but then they're thinking, oh, it's going to take 2-3 years. Whereas when they've got a job as well, and they might be doing a diploma for like surveying or something like that, obviously they can still work and do their uni work as well. So definitely think companies should try and offer support like that to help people, help encourage people to, you know, get higher, you know, get more better results, which will open more doors for them.
Yeah, and I guess it's having that pathway there, isn't it, that's kind of laid out.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks so much for your time today, Ellie. And one final question, what would you say to others looking to get involved in the construction industry?
I'd definitely say do it. You know, if you're thinking about it, do it, because there it is out there. You just have to look hard enough. And McCarthy Stone intend to recruit another cohort of build apprentices to start next September. And if anyone wanted any further information, they can be contacted via their careers page. So this is just putting it out there, because obviously I've struggled to find something like this. So hopefully this will help people, you know, look for this and actually find it, because this is a really, really good apprenticeship. And honestly, I feel so lucky that I'm actually doing it. So yeah, that's definitely my advice for the day.
Oh, that's brilliant, Ellie. Thanks so much. It sounds like you're smashing it.
Oh, thank you, Francesca.
See you.
Bye.